film titles that get lost in translation.
Die Slowly, Smiles and Tears, Six Naked Pigs. They're all famous films, but you probably know them by their more familiar titles. Die Hard, The Sound of Music, and The Full Monty. Many foreign movies end up with unusual titles. But why?
In most cases, the film title has little or no meaning in another language. A literal translation won't help, so the title has to be changed. Quite often, the new title is a logical translation of the original. For example, The Expendables, 2010, starring Sylvester Stallone and Jet Li, became The Mercenaries, Los Mercenarios, in Spain. And Jaws, 1975, starring Roy Scheider and Robert Shaw, was The Great White Shark, Der Weiße Hai, in Germany.
But other changes are somewhat random. Spanish film, Abre los Ojos, literally Open Your Eyes, 1997, was given the title Vanilla Sky, 2001, for US audiences. And the Italian title for The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 1974, was Don't Open the Door.
Other translations are simply ridiculous. Mel Brooks's film The Producers, 1968, became Please Do Not Touch the Old Women in Italy. The Naked Gun from The Files of Police Squad, 1988, starring Leslie Nielsen, is known as The Gun Died Laughing in China. And Army of Darkness, 1992, starring Bruce Campbell, was given the title Captain Supermarket for the Japanese market, apparently based on the fact that film character Ash, Campbell, once worked in a supermarket.
Sometimes the title is used as a way of explaining the film. The French Connection, 1971, was known as Flashpoint, Brooklyn, in Germany, presumably because most of the film takes place in New York. And the Danes opted for The Boy That Drowned in Chocolate Sauce as a title for Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, even though Augustus Gloop doesn't actually die when he falls into a river of chocolate early on in the movie.
Woody Allen's film Annie Hall, 1977, is Urban Neurotic for the German market, which could really be the title for any Woody Allen film. And the hit 1999 movie, The Matrix, starring Keanu Reeves, is known as Young People Who Traverse Dimensions Wearing Sunglasses in France.
But in some cases, the translators go one step further and even give the ending away. Thelma and Louise, 1991, starring Gina Davis and Susan Sarandon, is known as an unexpected end for Mexican audiences. In France, The Shawshank Redemption, 1994, starring Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman, is The Ones Who Escaped. Hitchcock's Psycho, 1960, starring Janet Leigh and Anthony Perkins, became The Man Who Killed His Mother in Portugal. And The Sixth Sense, 1999, starring Bruce Willis and Haley Osment, is He's a Ghost for Chinese audiences.
Now, what's the point of that?